I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and welcome to Jesus Saves, a short devotion. In John chapter 15, verses 5 to 11, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." My brothers and sisters, why were we created? What is our purpose? The answer? To glorify God. To be loved by God, to love God, and to glorify Him. By being in a relationship with Him, we exchange love, respect, we give, we receive. We do eternal life together. This is a relationship. And by having this relationship with God, we glorify Him. So what does that mean, to glorify? Well, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it means bestowing honor, praise, or admiration, to elevate, to light up brilliantly, to extol, to bestow renown, to exalt, to recognize as set apart and above the norm, to mark as beautiful, to honor. And how do we glorify Him? By abiding in Christ. To abide with Christ is to live in accordance with Him, and to always trust Him, no matter what. We glorify God by abiding in Christ. Please pray for me, and I will pray for you. Heavenly Father, prepare our journey. Lord Jesus the Son, guide our footsteps. God the Holy Spirit, strengthen our body. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, watch over us on every road that we travel. In the glorious and eternal name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen. I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and thank you for listening to this short devotion on Jesus Saves.